大家好，请接受我谦卑的顶拜，一切的荣耀归于释迦牟尼佛。我们很荣幸今天再次邀请到 Asita Krishna Swami Maharaj 来给大家继续讲述 Vrindavan Lila Vrindavan 的逍遥时光。Hare Krishna Maharaj。Maharaj， 我们稍等他一下，他还没有进来。Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, please accept. Wow, Jai. Maharaj, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Accept my humble obeisances.
Wow, Jai.
Actually, I cannot see all of you.
So, Maharaj, so you please chant Jaya Radha Madhava.
Yes.
Thank you.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari.Gopijanamallava Girivadathani Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopijanamallava GirivadathaniYasodanandana Vrajajanaranjana Yasodanandana Vrajajanaranjana Yamunatira VanachariYamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira VanachariJaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yasoda NandanaBraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopijana Vallabhani Varadani Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopijana Vallabhani Varadani Yashodanandana
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायण नमस्कृत नरम चैव नरोत्तम देवि सरस्वती ज्ञातकृत देव नष्ट प्राय स्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम भक्ति भवति मुखं कुरुति वाचा लंघयते यदि यत्कृपास्तमहं वंदे श्री गुरु दिनतारिणि श्री परमानंद नाथ सर्व सर्वशास्त्राधिपीयूषं सर्ववेदैकसत्फलं सर्वसिद्धान्तरत्नार्य सर्वलोकैकदृक्प्रदं सर्वभागवतः प्राणः श्रीमद्भागवतः प्रभु कलिध्वन्तदिताधिप श्रीकृष्णपरिवर्तितं परमानन्दपाठाय प्रेमवर्धक्षराय ते सर्वदा सर्वशिव्याय श्रीकृष्णाय नमस्तु मे मदेक बंधु मत संगिन मत गुरु मत महाधन मत निस्तारक मत भाग्य मत आनंद नमस्तुते पसादु साधुदायिनं मतीनि चोचतो करं आनमंच कदाचिन्या प्रेम्या उत्कंठयो स्पुरः श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय
जय
हरे हरे कृष्णा
हरे कृष्णा महाराज
थैंक यू टू ऑल ऑफ यू
शिशिए दाजा
एंड प्लीज कम विल टुडे विल लास्ट टाइम वी डिस्कस सो कृष्ण बलराम वृंदावन पास्ट टाइम ही इज एंटरिंग इन वृंदावन
非常欢迎大家今天加入今天的 Katha Krishna Katha 上一次我们有讲到 Krishna Balaram 他们进入了 Vrindavan 的森林
So all of you remember where we stopped it?
大家还记得我们讲到哪里吗有人记得吗可以说出来
So when Krishna Balaram was 5 years old so I will describe little bit previous we can remember the Leela the past times
Maharaj 先跟我们讲述一下今天要讲述的主题的一些简单的介绍让我们回顾一下也上次衔接上次讲到的地方
So how the Supreme Personality of Godhead the Param Brahma the Absolute Truth he came here in Vrindavan and he did the pastimes the Leela toUs, to all the living entities, to inspire us to go back home, back to Godhead.
这个整个宇宙的这个超灵至尊绝对真理它是如何就是在这个 Vrindavan 的大地上从事这些逍遥时光来鼓舞启发我们就是回到他的身边。
So, last time we discussed how when he was 5 years old and up to 5 years old he was allowed to take care of the calf, Vatsya. In Sanskrit it says Vatsya.
Vatsya.
Calf, yes.
Vatsya, yeah. 那上一次我们讲到就是Krishna 在5岁之前呢还很小所以他们只是允许 Krishna, 小 Krishna 能够照顾这个小牛犊就是这个 Vatsya, 小牛犊。
So, and we can imagine how ordinary child, the father, mother, how they have so much love to their child. And we can imagine how who have the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He become their child. So, and we know how much they love the parents, the father and mothers.
我们可以来想象一下，就是即使是一般的父母，他们对自己的孩子，哦，那个小孩，就是特别是小时候，就是那个爱就是特别的，就是强烈。那更别说是至尊人格守神 Krishna 亲自来当这个 Yashoda 妈妈跟 Nanda Maharaj 他们的小孩子，小孩，你就可以。大家就可以知道他们的那种爱会多么多么的强烈。
So there's so much love, and so they don't allow Krishna go outside and do something or happen something.
因为 Krishna 的父母实在太爱这个孩子了，以至于他们根本没有办法忍受 Krishna 出去外面，更别说是也没有办法忍受看到 Krishna 发生任何的事情。
So he and we know last time we discussed they allow them.Go to near place where they can gauge their calf, they can take care of their calf. So they stay near the palace, the Nanda Baba's palace, near they stay there and they take care of the cow, the calf, where the mother can watch them.
上一次我们说到Krishna,他还小的时候，因为他们父母实在太爱他了，因此只愿意让 Krishna 就在就是 Nanda Baba 他们的宫这个宫殿的附近，让他在那边照顾那些小牛犊，也就是必须在 Yashoda 妈妈的视线范围内，他们才能够安心。
So, but Krishna, when he enters 6 years old, so he was, and they claim, no, now we are 6 years, we are now no more Kumar, no more a small child, we are now the Gopa, we are now, because he entered, this is the Lila Krishna's, this is the Kishore Lila.Pogonda Lila actually, 1 to 5 years that is Kumar, and 6 to 10 that is Pogon, 10 to 15 that is Kishore. So actually Krishna's, according his age, he didn't enter the Pogonda Lila because he was like 6 years old, he was a little big. Some children, they grown up andvery quickly and looks like 10 years old, like 5-6 year old boy, yeah, girl, they looks like. So Krishna's also like that, he was like that.
Krishna 六岁的时候，他就是宣称就是他自己已经长大了，好，他是可以真正的照顾母牛的，所以是 Gopa。 那我们知道根据就是这个孩子的岁数，如果是1到5岁呢，他是 Kumar 然后6到10岁是 Poganda, 然后10到15岁是Kishore。 那当时 Krishna 是在 Poganda 的那个年纪是6岁嘛，可是因为 Krishna 长得快，所以他看起来有点是像 Kishore 那个时候，就是10到15岁，就像10岁大那么大的那个模样这样子。
So actually another the problem comes when the last here he take care of the calf, they are also become big, and their mother also gave another child. So when a mother gave another child, so they don't care the first child, because this is, and the first child used to go to with mother for gazing. This is a system.
The grown up calf. What?
Yes. When
I understand the first part, but the last sentence. What is the last sentence? The grown up calf. The first child. Yeah.
The first they go used to go to with mother for gazing.
Oh yeah.
And then small children they stay in home, or they take care of the in house, they take care of them, because they don't go to jungle, they don't go to outside for gazing. Understand?
So Maharaj, you are talking about the you are talking about the cow, or the, you know, the cow herds, you know, the gopi.
No, calf. Calf. Yeah, calf. Who Krishna take care of? They are grown up, and they went with their mother, because they have another brother or sister come out, no? The mother cow gave
another cow. Okay, I understand. Now, Maharaj said this Krishna 原本在上一年照顾的这个小牛犊也长大了，那这个母牛呢，母牛它又继续再生了它的小牛犊，那原本的小牛犊它就已经比较大了，所以这个母牛它就是专注的，就不带着它的小牛啊，不陪着它的小牛去吃草了，就是它照顾它新生出来的小牛犊。Yes.
So the calf which take care of by Krishna 1 year, so because they are so much affection to Krishna, so they don't want to go with their mother.
那 Krishna 曾经照顾的 Krishna 曾经照顾的这个小牛犊呢，实在是太爱 Krishna 了，以至于他根本就不想要跟他的就是跟着他的妈妈走，他想一直要依恋着 Krishna， 想要跟着 Krishna。
So and also those the gopas, the cowherd boys, when they are six year old, their father mother they allow them, okay, you now take care of the cows. So they are now going. So Krishna Balaram, Krishna was complaining, and also the calf, they don't want to go, they don't move without Krishna.
那陪伴着 Krishna 的那些小牧牛童们，他们一样，他们也到六岁的时候他们也其实也符合照顾母牛的资格了，因此他们就要求他们的父母能够让他们陪着 Krishna 一起到森林里去牧牛。
So this was the problem. So although Yashoda Mama or Nanda Baba, they don't want to leave Krishna, they don't want to allow Krishna can go outside of their palace, their house. But this is the problem comes, and Krishna repeatedly, he says, no, Baba, I am now big boy. So also this problem came, the calf, they don't want to move without Krishna. So finally, and also, Nanda Baba, Yashoda Mata, they saw little bit slight difference in Krishna's mood.
那 Krishna 呢？现在真的就是长大了，那就是他要求就是要就是到森林里去这个放牧母牛。那 Nanda 爸爸也感觉到就是Nanda Maharaj 也感觉到 Krishna 现在的他的那种心态也不太一样，跟他小时候已经不一样了。而事实上那些母牛就是如果没有 Krishna 的话，他们也不想动了，因为他们已经对 Krishna 已经发展出了那种深情，没有 Krishna 他们根本就不想动。
所以the slight the behavior Krishna was little shy, because he was when this is the when the boy the girl little they are grown up little bit they so Mother Yashoda she concerned now Krishna is so before he was not shy now he was little shy and every morning he come when get up he pay his obeisances to me and he go to his father obeisances to him. So he is now little bit he concerned know how to do what to do. So there is some changes they saw that.
Krishna 现在真的长大了不一样，他变得害羞了，跟以前有点不一样。以前baby Krishna 比较小的时候起来他就立刻给爸爸妈妈亚瑟的妈妈 Nanda Maharaj 给他们顶拜，可是现在 Krishna 好像跟以前不太一样，他现在会考虑自己该做什么不该做什么，就是他的那个知觉状态已经有点转化。
So and Yashoda mama saw the changes and sometime before Yashoda mama was putting oil on Krishna's body, now Krishna don't want to put oil, mother mama cannot put oil. So he himself take the oil and massage. So some difference they feel.
然后还有就是以前就是都是亚瑟的妈妈把油涂在 Krishna 的身上帮 Krishna 按摩，可是 Krishna 现在六岁的时候他就不想让亚瑟的妈妈把油涂在他的身上，他就拿着油自己涂。
Sometimes Yashoda mama forcibly she do but Krishna was little so she feel so my baby little grown up little bit that's why he was little shy.
那这个亚瑟的妈妈呢就是还是有点强迫的把油拿过来要帮 Krishna 涂上去，可是事实上 Krishna 他真的有点害羞，因为他感觉到自己的肚子有点比较鼓了起来，他长大了一点，所以他害羞，他不想让妈妈碰涂他的身体。
So Krishna's father, Nanda Baba and Yashoda Mama or Nanda Maharaj, the brother Upananda, Abhinanda, they all are Hare Krishna? Hare Krishna? प्रभु एक्चुअली मैं थोड़ा क्लास में हूँ ऑनलाइन क्लास में, आप नहीं आ जाए ऊपर आप आ जाइए, उसको बोलो फोन दो हाँ ये विनोद हाँ उसको खोल दो, एक्चुअली मैं क्लास में हूँ ना अभी, थोड़ा खोल दो उनको दर्शन करने दो, उनको गाड़ी फट रखना है तो भीतर रख लो. Sorry, actually.
抱歉。
So many people they are coming parikrama and actually this person why I pick up, I don't pick up on you notice, no? In during class time.
Yes.
And this person, he always take my passport and he give the Chinese visa.
That's take your passport, get Chinese visa.
Visa, yes. And that's why I pick up his phone.
Oh, I see. 大家知道 Maharaj 上课是绝对不接电话的，但是这个电话比较重要，因为这个时候有很多的就是人们来这个Parikram 绕拜狗巴人山。那这个打电话来的人，因为他拿了 Maharaj 的护照，他要申请，就是为 Maharaj 申请那个中国的那个签证所以 Maharaj 说这个是一个重要的电话，所以他就接了。
So Nand Baba Nand Baba also feel how the Krishna was before, he was talking very freely. Now Nand Baba saw the Krishna is talking the younger brother of Nand Baba, uncles. He talking for uncles.
Yeah, uncle what?
He was talking with uncle many time and saying his things, not direct to Nand Baba.
Oh, 那 Nand Baba 也觉得 Krishna 有点不太一样，他以前在他面前都可以畅所欲言的跟他讲很多话，那可是现在，其实这个小孩 Krishna 怎么没像以前那么自在的跟他说话呢？是跟他的 uncle， 跟他的那个叔叔讲了很多，但是跟 Nanda 爸爸就偶尔才讲一点。
So it is out of respect. This is the out of respect father mother because when child little grown up, they the out of respect they do like this. So they don't directly they don't sometimes.Say to them, oh, this thing I want, this thing. So instead of direct, they go to the uncle's wife, chachi. They say chacha, chacha. In Hindi, they say, are here. It says.
那为什么会这样？是出于对孩子长大的时候，他们会对父母有一种尊敬。为了表示这个尊敬，他们就是不是很随意的，好随便的说什么。反而是会跟他的叔叔啊，就是或者是他的叔叔叔母啊婶婶，就是跟他们讲一些话，但是不会那么直接的对自己的爸爸妈妈，因为基于尊重的关系。
So and Nanda Baba other his brothers they decided no this is time and also we know how all the cowherd boys and all the trees or whole Vrindavan they are waiting how Krishna come to near to him near to them.
那因为基于这些原因，所以他们知道 Krishna 真的不一样，他长大了应该要让他正式的去照顾母牛。还有另外一个原因是这些母牛 Vrindavan 的大地森林所有的Vrindavan 的生物体都在动物们都在等着等着 Krishna 的到来。
So, and they decided to find out one day, the auspicious day, so Krishna Balaram, all the cowherd boys can take the cows andand they will enter the Vrindavan forest.
就是因为这样，所以他们想要找出一个吉祥的日子，让 Krishna 跟 Balaram 他们可以正式的走进这个 Vrindavan 的森林去牧牛。
So they find out and all the astrologer they calculate and they decided that was that Gopashtami, like the 8 days the full moon Shukla Paksha, it is in Kartik, month of Kartik. It is, we know that the Gopashtami days, Krishna Balaram started adding the
cow. 所以他们就共同的 决定了，决定在一个很吉祥的日子 go past me 啊。其实他是在就是从新月到满月的的那段时间的第八天的那个日子，就是也就是明月的第八天，好，就是从因为一个月分为两段，前半段是两周，后半段也是两周。那前半段的那个是就是从新月到满月的那一段的第八天，嗯。
So and all the Brajavasis and the Gopos, Gopis, they all are so much happy. And Krishna Balaram, Nanda Baba, Yashoda Mama, they have big festival that days.
嗯，那所有的呀，所有的这些牧牛郎、牧牛女，他们都非常非常的欢天喜地的啊。然后 Nanda Maharaj 也觉得这是一个非常值得庆祝的一个日子，所以他们就举办了这个盛大的庆宴。
So today also till today they have performing in Viraj Krishna Balaram this Gopashtami Mahoshav. Still the devotee, the people of Viraj, they also observe.
嗯，那直到现在就是每年的这个时间在Vrindavan 就是大家都还是在庆祝着这个吉祥的日子 Gopashtami.
And like all the cows, they come together, all the cow boys, and especially Yashoda Mama was so much concerned about Krishna's, because he knows Krishna is little restless, and he always he asks Balaram, you Balaram, you are the eldest brother, so please catch his hand always, and don't, because Krishna is so small and he is restless, so maybe he will go here and there, so and time to you have to feed him, so they have tiffin, so this was Mama was so much concerned about that.
Yeah. 那所以就是这个时候呢，母牛跟牧牛童们他们就聚在一起了，就是要去森林里牧牛。那但是Yashoda妈妈，她这个就是这个慈母的心，她就是挂念着 Krishna， 她想 Krishna 这个孩子他是这么的躁动，好，那这个她就交代她的哥哥 Balaram 呢，一定要随时都牵着他的弟弟 Krishna 的小手，因为他总是 Krishna 总是跑来跑去的，然后而且还交代 Balaram 一定要就是随时都要注意他有没有饿了，就要喂他吃东西，喂 Krishna 吃东西。
So they all together, and finally Nanda Baba brought one nice stick that is decorated with so many jewels, like money, no, muktas, rubies, and all the jewels was that stick he brought and he gave to Krishna.
嗯，因此这些所有的人都聚拢在一起，然后 Nanda Baba 呢，就拿了一根就是棍子。好，那这根棍子呢，赶牛棍呢，它就上面镶满了各种各式各样的这种珠宝，珍贵的宝石，他就把这个棍子给了 Krishna。
So and Yashoda Mama, he put the tilak in Krishna's forehead.
Yashoda Mama 在 Krishna 的额头上提上了提拉克。
and they sometimes they walk behind Krishna, and slowly Krishna, all the cowherd boys and the cows they went ahead, and behind cows Krishna Balaram, all the children they went.
所以就这样子 Yashoda Mama Gananda Maharaj 就跟在 Krishna Balaram 他们的后面 就送他们 然后他们就是那些 牧牛童啊 就是母牛啊 他们就是走在 前面 然后 Krishna Balaram 他们就走在那个牛群的后面 就这样浩浩荡荡的 就是出发了
So the cows and the cowherd boys, they are so happy. And this is the Leela, because this Leela, when the Krishna Balaram entering the Vrindavan, so that Leela, when even Sukadeva Goswami, when he heard, he was become devotee.
那这个气氛是那么的喜气洋洋，是那么的开心， 然后他们就这样子进入了 Vrindavan 森林。 Sukadev Goswami 说， 就是任何听到这段逍遥时光的人， 都会变成奉献者。
So we know the two slokas. This is the Leela. One is the merciful, how Krishna is so merciful, so compassionate, and another is so beautiful. So these two, the sloka when Sukadeva Goswami heard, he became devotees.
Maharaj, I didn't understand. You say one is mercy, one is beautiful.
When one was the mercy and another one is the how Krishna's so beautiful and so sweet.
Yeah.
The Leela. So yeah. That sloka, the two sloka attract the Sukadeva Goswami and he become devotee.
Oh, sorry, 我刚刚讲错了哈。那 因为有两个师姐，一个在描述 Krishna 是如何的。 多么的仁慈， 另外一个在描述 Krishna 是多么的就是俊美， 多么的甜美， 有吸引力， 所以这两个师姐深深的吸引了 Sukadeva Goswami， 就他因此他成了奉献者。
So it is like Uddhava says, this is the Uddhava saying in third canto Bhagavatam. So he says that was the how the Krishna is so merciful, aho bakiya stanakala kuta, that is the slokas. How the putana, she was so much envious and she was so much inimical to Krishna and wants to kill him, and he practically came and he already attempted to kill Krishna.
其中一个师姐，这个关于讲述这个 Krishna 的仁慈是 Uddhava， 他在圣莲波迦瓦坛的 11th canto， correct？
Maharaj, third canto，
third canto，
third canto，
第三圣莲波迦瓦坛第三篇有讲到，就是 Krishna 是多么的仁慈，尽管这个邪恶的。 这个女巫 Putana， 她是那么嫉妒 Krishna， 对 Krishna 是那么的充满敌意，她的意图就是为了杀死 Krishna。
And we know how Krishna was reward her.
How Krishna what?
Reward her because she came to kill him.
Deliver. 那我们知道后来 Krishna
reward. He reward her. Reward means more than deliver. Reward.
Maharaj, your voice sometimes broken. The connection I cannot hear well. You said so, not only deliver.
Yes, not only deliver her, he reward her. He give the post of mother.
Reward her, yeah.
Yes,
就是 Krishna, reward. Okay. 他不只是就是解救了这个就是这个 Putana, 而且他还给了 Putana 一个就是崇高的地位，所以他给予他的是源于超过于解脱的。
So, and this is how Krishna is so merciful.
所以我们从这里知道，从这节诗知道 Krishna 是多么的仁慈啊。
Kamba dayalu paramam braje. So how, who can compassionate to like him?
所以就是如何能够找到一个像 Krishna 这般仁慈的人呢？
And another the sloka was Baraha Pida Natavarabhu Karneyo Karnikar Vibrat Vasa Kanaka Kapisam Gale Savai Jayanti Mala Randhan Venu Radhar Sudayo Urayan Gopa Vrunde Vrindaranyam Sopadaramanam Ga Pravisanti Chagitaki. So this is the sloka in 11th canto Bhagavatam.
这是圣严伯伽瓦坛第十一篇的诗节。
This is 10th canto, 10th canto Bhagavatam. This is not 11th.
第十篇的诗节。
So how Krishna Varaha Pida Natavarabha, he was the wearing the peacock feather, Baraha Pida. Baraha means the peacock. Who wearing the peacock feather. And he was like Natavara Bapu. He was he's the great dancer. Not great dancer, he was the husband of dance. Bapu. You know, understand? Natavara means who are the expert dancer. And the dancer itself, if it's a personified dancer, the husband is Natavara Bapu. Nata means dance, no? And Krishna is the husband of dance.
那这节诗里头在描述 Krishna 的美，他的甜美。讲述他头上插着孔雀毛，描述 Krishna 是一个就是美妙的舞者，而且他不只是美妙的舞者，而且他是就是舞蹈中的佼佼者。
So no one can dance like him.
根本没有人。
So he later on we'll see how he dance with the Kaliya's hood, top of a hood, no, he dance. That was very difficult dance.
所以 Krishna 他的舞姿实在太曼妙了，这个无人能够与之匹敌，那太不可思议了，他的舞蹈太绝妙了。那他在卡利亚的舌头上的舞蹈，那是非常高难度、非常精细的一种舞蹈。
And we know how to for a dance, we need solid surface. But Krishna did how? Because he was the supreme dancer.
Krishna, 他是至尊的舞蹈家。所以他能够舞蹈出各种的曼妙的舞姿。
And he was wearing Karneyo Karnikara Vibhrat Basam Kanaka Kapisam Galecha Vajayanti Mala. He is wearing the flower garland, in forest flower garland, and he is wearing the karnika flower in his ear. Vibhratavasa, he was wearing the yellow dhotis.
Wearing what?
Wearing the yellow dhotis.
Yellow dhoti, oh, okay.
And Randhyan Venu Radharasudeo, he is playing his flute. And Gopa Brundai, Brundaranya, and all the cowherd boys, they are with him, and they are all are glorifying him. And they are entering Prabhisam. Brundaranya Swapadaramanam, he is himself, in his feet, he was entering in the Vrindavana forest.
所以这个继续的这节是在讲述 就是Krishna 他还带着文达文的森林的鲜花串成的花环，然后他的耳朵上他也带着一种卡尼克花，然后又身上穿着黄色的兜体，然后吹着他的笛子，那所有的这些牧牛童们都跟他在一起在荣耀着他。 他们就这样子浩浩荡荡的走进了Vrindavan的森林。Krishna的双莲花烛亲自的踩在Vrindavan的大地上，走进了Vrindavan的森林。
So, and this, when this sloka he heard, the description of these slokas, he was completely attracted by Krishna. Form and the beauties and the mercies, and this is the how he was before. He was completely impersonal. He was a concept was impersonal, and now he was attracted by the qualities of Lord.
那 Sukadev Goswami 他以前其实是个非人格神主义者。 可是，在聆听了这个圣典伯加瓦坛的这两节描述 Krishna 的仁慈和美丽的样貌的诗节后，他就能够就是深深的被 Krishna 的这些品质、这些 Krishna 的形象、他的美丽、他的仁慈所吸引。
So in the world, like 99%, 94, 95% people are this concept. God has no form.
那就是有 94%到95%的人，他们的观念里面都觉得神是没有形象的。
But God has form, very beautiful form.
但是事实不然，神是有形象的，不但有形象，而且是绝美的形象。
When I first time went to Taiwan, one devotee asks, I know God has no form. How God has form? If he has form, then he is limit.
我记得我就是第一次到台湾去，有一个奉献者问我说，神怎么可能有形象？如果神有形象的话，他肯定就受到了限制啊。
So how? Because we know God is unlimited, ananta. How if you put him far, so he will be limit.
我们都知道神，他必然是无限的。可是如果神是有形象的话，他不就被限制了吗？
So I immediately give the answer. If everyone has form, and if God has no form. Krishna has no form, the absolute truth has no form, means he has a defect.
那我立刻就回答这个奉献者这个问题。我说，我们每一个生物体都有一个形象。那如果神他是没有形象的话，那是不是意味着神就不完美了，他就有缺陷了？
If God is something, he defects, so how he is God?
如果神是有缺陷的，他是有不足的，好，连我们都有形象，可是他却没有形象的话，那他怎么能够当神呢？他怎么会是神呢？
God means he is completely complete.
神意味着他必然是完整的、完美的。
So that's why the Sukadeva Goswami, he attracted and he gave this lesson to everybody, how God has formed, how he can eat, how he can play, how he can dealing, how he can behave, he can reciprocate your all dealing. So that is the Vrindavan pastimes.
所以 Sukadeva Goswami 深深地受到这两节圣女摩迦瓦坦的师姐的吸引，而且他也把这样的这种觉悟告诉其他的人啊， Krishna 他是如何美丽的形象， Krishna 是怎么吃东西的，他 Krishna 是怎么就是在游戏的，嬉戏，然后 Krishna 怎么去跟所有的生物体交往， Krishna 如何回应所有的生物体的那种爱的交流。
Also Krishna he also cry for his devotees. In Orissa there is one nice devotee, he composed the song. Mahimandalare nai hemant tiya bhakta lagi jaakiru jharayo. In the whole world there is no stranger for God, the Lord, the absolute truth. For devotee he cry.For his devotee, he cried.
那
Understand?
Krishna 甚至于为他的奉献者而哭泣。Maharaj 刚才说到的 Orissa 的那边的奉献者所做的，就是诗人所做的一首诗，说到 Krishna 他就是为他的奉献者而哭泣着。Cry for his devotee. Anything else?
Yes.
Because
yes,
your voice lost a little bit. Yeah.
Yes, when devotee is difficult and when see the devotee's love, Krishna cry. Oh, my devotee is such a good and such a they are doing.
然后 Krishna 为什么为奉献者他的奉献者而哭泣呢？因为他看到他奉献者对他纯粹的奉爱啊，就是让他感动的流泪。那当他看到他挚爱的奉献者身处在就是非常大的困境之中， Krishna 也会为他的奉献者而落泪。
And later on Gopiya also he expressed this to Krishna when he says we don't want that type of a Krishna who is aloof, who is the supreme, we want that Krishna who canwipe out our tear and make our dress perfect, so make us happy. So that Parambrahma, that Supreme Absolute we need, not who has no one, who cannot reciprocate someone, we cannot talk to them. So that type of a Brahma, that type of a Supreme, if you got it, what you will use?
This is what Gopi say, right?
This is the Gopi says.
Okay, okay, I got it. Yeah, I got it. 那这个牧牛姑娘她也说了这样的一段话。她说：“我不想要那个，就是处在那种就是对我们漠视的那种至尊主，我们不要那样的至尊主，我们要的是一个能够亲手擦干我们的眼泪，然后能够把我们的衣装就是调整好，可以让我们欢快，让我们快乐，让跟我们共舞的那样的至尊主。” Thank you.
So this is the how even the impersonalist, even personalist, impersonalist, even everyone attracts the Krishna's pastimes, the Krishna's form.
You said the personalist was they are attracted to Krishna's form. Personalist.
Like everyone, if someone has, they can, the Krishna can attract everyone.
Yeah. Krishna
can attract everyone. That
Maharaj, is it possible for you to make some adjustment about the connection or not?
I cannot do anything with connection already. Sometimes it is, this is the system. I have to, if actually the room, inside room like this, if you go outside too much cold, today is too much, like 2 degrees, the temperature was 2 degrees, too much cold outside.
Don't worry. Then I do my best, because sometimes your voice broken, I cannot hear. Yeah,
yes,
it's okay.
Please, I can repeat, don't worry.
Okay. Krishna, the Xingxiang, seeing the 每一个人的 心, how? And attract everyone, including the impersonalist?
Everyone.
Krishna, the Xingxiang, seeing the 每一个人, 包含了, 无论是人格神主义者, 或者非人格神主义者, 每一个人都被 Krishna 所吸引.
Actually, there is many in many many cases, many incidents in India. Many, many impersonalists, those who don't believe the form of God, form of Krishna, Lord, absolute truth. So they become devotees. They become personalists. They worship. They have deities. They have everything. The incident happened, that's a many, I don't want that there is many, many incident happen.
就是在印度其实有很多的那些非人格神主义者, 好的那些例子, 很多很多的案例也都发生了, 他们本来是非人格神主义者, 但是后来都崇拜Krishna, 好, 他们都接受了Krishna的形, 有形象的, 都成为了奉献者, 这是真实的, 太多的例子了,
Yes, the impersonalist means he also pervading in impersonal way. Everywhere he is pervading. That is also the power of impersonal, no?
因为,
he was on everywhere, he is pervading everywhere. That is the impersonal form.
那 Krishna 所谓的这个非人格神, 的这种概念呢, 非人格的, Krishna, 他也有非人格的展示啊, 因为 Krishna 无所不在, 他就是一种非人格的展示,
The Vishnu, the name of meaning of Vishnu means pervading everywhere, he is pervading. That is the name of Vishnu.
Vishnu, Vishnu, right? Correct? Vishnu的意思其实就是他无所不在, 所以就是讲述了也是, 就是证明了 Krishna 他是无所不在的, 所以他也有他非人格的这个展现的部分。
He has the form, he has the so this way, the Sukadeva Goswami, they all attract and hold the Vrindavan, the tree, and we'll go, if you go by sloka, so we can release how Krishna wants to release in the forest, the Vrindavan, the atmosphere.
Krishna release, relish, I see.
Relish.
Okay, I understand. Relish, yeah, okay. Now, Sukadeva Goswami, 还有 Vrindavan 的, 森林里的大树, 所有的一切都受 Krishna 的吸引。 那等一下, 如果, 就是 Maharaj 要开始来带我们, 就是随着 Krishna 进入这个 Vrindavan 的森林, 的师节, 这样子的话, 我们就可以知道 Krishna 是如何的来品尝 Vrindavan, 那里所有的一切的那种方纯的爱。
And he was also considering about all the tree because tree could not move because the distance, the Vrindavan, whole Braj become actually called Vrindavan. It sends, it's in, this the slokas, how the, when Sukadeva Goswami is describing this, is Vrindavan means whole Braj Mandal.
Mm.那 Sukadev Goswami 他有讲述到 Vrindavan 为什么叫做 Vrindavan， 他说那因为那里是整片的森林，所以那整片的森林就是叫做 Vrindavan。 The whole forest is called Vrindavan, right?
Yes.
Okay.、
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when Krishna was small and that timethe footprint, his lotus feet, the footprint was not so much clearly visible. Now because he was little grown up, so his feet also grown up and the mark of his footprint was very clearly visible.
那 Krishna 还小的时候，因为他的小小的小小脚丫啊，它的脚印呢，因为太小了，所以它看起来就是不是很清楚，不是能够看得很清楚。可是 Krishna 现在长大一点，他的脚大了一点，所以他的脚印就变得比较清晰了。
So, when Krishna started, in mounting the cows.So cow, because they are not like, because this is the all are spiritual. The cow, the tree, the all grass, water. Last time we discussed how they are life. They are not dead matter.
我们上次有讨论到 Vrindavan 的所有的一切生物体，母牛啊，水啊，树啊。所有的花草，所有的河流，所有的一切都是有生命的，有知觉意识的，他们都不是物质的。
So he is footprint when he walk.
Maharaj, the connection. Haribol.
So, when he walks, Hare Krishna?
Yeah.
Can
yes.
you hear?
Yeah, sometimes yes, sometimes not.
So, when? No, actually, this is the network problem here, what to do. So, when Krishna, he walks, Vrindavan, that dust,So the Vrindavan, the Mother Earth, she protects the footprint, and she does not allow to can no one can destroy. No one can destroy because that is the Krishna's lotus foot mark. So she takes she.And that's why in many places it is described how she was so fortunate, the Mother Earth. It is considered whole world, the Mother Earth, the whole world consider the Mother. Mother means she is the ladies, no? Mother. So, like ladies has the forehead, they put the, in India, they put the red mark, no, here. So, that is the Sobhagya Tilak, they put. So that is the, and Mother Earth put that, the footprint, the Krishna, in her head, that is the mark.
Mm-hmm.地球母亲被视为是极为幸运的，因为当 Krishna 的莲花族 踩踏在 Vrindavan 的尘土上， Vrindavan 的大地上，那是让他显得是格外的光荣，格外的就是美丽。那地球母亲呢，她就是极力的保护 Krishna 踩踏过的这个脚印，不让任何的生物体去破坏这个脚印。就像是在印度，我们看到那个女士，他们的结婚的女士，他们的额头上不是有点一个红点吗？那个 bindi。那同样的 Krishna 的脚印也是，就像是地球母亲Bhumi 的那个额头上的那个点， Krishna 的脚印就像是就是踩在他的额头上一样的那个红点，一样的意思。
It means those ladies they put their mark, it means they have their husband.
这个已婚的女士点上这个红点在额头上的时候，表示她是已经有就是名花有主了，是有丈夫的。
And it is mentioned how you see whole world, the bhumi, the earth is considered the ladies, and she put her head.The Krishna's, the lotus feet, the Krishna, that is the mark, his Subhagya mark.
那这个整个世界的这个地球Bhumi, 她被视为是一个女性，是个母亲，地球母亲。她把 Krishna 的莲花烛就像是一般的妇女点上的那个红色的那个点Krishna 的莲花烛就是等于是踩踏在他的额头上。
So how Mother Earth is so fortunate. She is so fortunate.
所以这个地球母亲实在是 Bhumi 实在是太幸运了。
So it is in mention the four things never contaminated.
有这样的一个描述，就是有四种东西是永远不受污染的。
Even they are in bad condition, like Jagannath Mahaprasad, it is never contaminated.
第一种就是 Jagannath 的 Prasadam 是永远不受污染的。
And this is the Brajadhuri, the Vrindavan dust, also because it is in.Mixed with Krishna's lotus feet, the dust of lotus feet of the.
好，第二样东西就是 Vrindavan 的尘土，因为 Vrindavan 的尘土有着 Krishna 的莲花足印，所以它是永远不受污染的。
And then Ganges water also.
还有第三种是恒河水。
And Mahamantra.
再来就是 Mahamantra.Hare Krishna mantra.
Yes, it is so clean.
是这么的纯净，永不受污染。
So it is not contaminated. So this way, the Vrindavan is so fortunate, and the Vrindavan, the forest itself.The friend, the friend of Krishna, because it is life, Vrindavan, the life, it is not dead matter, I told you all. So it means Vrindavan reciprocated, Vrindavan, old Vrindavan reciprocated Krishna's, the pastime is reciprocate and also help and participate also with Krishna's pastimes.
我们刚刚讲到的那四样东西是完全是纯净的，所有的物质的东西都没有办法污染刚刚那四种。然后接着 Maharaj 讲说 Vrindavan 的森林 Vrindavan 是那么的幸运Vrindavan 的无论是那里的树木森林，还有Vrindavan 的这些 Krishna 的朋友们，所有的一切都是有生命的，都是 有知觉有意识的，他们都是回应着 Krishna， 他们参与着 Krishna 的逍遥。
So although now those who come to Vrindavan, they cannot see this material eyes, cannot see the real Vrindavan.
嗯，而现在的人，他们带着他们物质的眼光来到 Vrindavan， 他们看不见真实的 Vrindavan。
We have to see in inside our spiritual eyes.
我们必须要用我们内在的眼睛才能够看得见 Vrindavan。
So this is the way how to enter in the Vrindavan and Vrindavan Leela. You have to become like, you have to observe yourself purely, then you can understand the Vrindavan Leelas, Vrindavan pastimes.
这就是我们要进入 Vrindavan 以及 Vrindavan 的逍遥的方法。我们必须要先帮助自己在内在变得纯粹纯净，我们才有那样的灵性的眼睛，好，有 灵性的视域，可以走进 Vrindavan， 看见 Vrindavan。
So he decided to go toall the place and to reciprocate all the trees, all the animal, all the birds, to reciprocate to everybody's.
所以 Krishna 他当时就决定要走进那 Vrindavan 的森林，他要回应那里所有的就是动物啊、花鸟啊、这些所有的生物体，他要回应他们的爱。
Like many trees, they could not move because the tree is like that. One place they have to stay in one place.
比方说 Vrindavan 的树，那我们都知道树是没有办法移动的，他们就是必须要固定在一个地方。
And we'll later on, when maybe next time we'll start the slokas, I thought today I will start the one or two slokas, but I don't think that already the time is coming. So we'll see how it is. So we'll see how Krishna reciprocate with the trees, the plant, the mountain, the birds. So how because Krishna knows everything, and Krishna knows their mind, what they are thinking, what they are feeling.
我们今天可能时间的关系，也只能够讲其中前面的几个师节。那接着就会慢慢的跟大家讲 Krishna 是如何去回应 Vrindavan 所有的生物体，回应 Vrindavan 的树、它的山川、大地、飞鸟。因为 Krishna 他知道每一个生物体的心，知道他们的感受，所以 Krishna 会回应他们，跟他们做这种爱的情感的交流。
So he himself because all the Brajavasi and Nandababa, Yashoda Mama, they allow, and today they are first time.They are entering in Vrindavan and they are so happy, and they are, Krishna is glorifying how he was, how this Vrindavan is such a punya. It is mentioned as Vrindavanyam punya ativa chakrataha. So in first sloka it is mentioned how Krishna tatascha pauganda vayasam sritau braje. So,how he enter in Pauganda, he enter in the Pauganda age, and how he wants to take up the cows, and he enter in Vrindavan with the cowherd boys, and the cowherd boys are chanting his glories, and how this Vrindavan, Krishna is saying, to his reign, how this Vrindavan is so, the tree is so fortunate. They take the birth in tree form in Vrindavan.
第一节就开始讲述当时亚瑟达妈妈跟南达玛哈拉奇，文达文的这些居民们，他们就是已经允许了Krishna可以开始承担照顾乳牛的工作了，所以就是文达文呢，因为有Krishna的莲花族，就是跟Krishna跟Balaram的莲花族在文达文的大地留下的脚印。 就让整个Vrindavan成为最吉祥的大地，最吉祥的地方。那也说到，就是Vrindavan的树，他们是那么的幸运，因为他们可以跟Krishna有这样的机会，可以在Vrindavan就进行这样的爱的交流。事实上，他们虽然 投身为树，但是却是因为是在Vrindavan，所以是非常吉祥的。And
what he did when he entered, in second sloka it is Tanmadhavo Venu Udiyanam Bruta Gopai Gunadhi Soyas Balanitam. So he Sukadeva Goswami is saying how Tanmadhavo Venu. When Madhava, when Krishna, it is here, it says Madhava. Madhava means the, Ma means mother, Dhava means the husband. It's Lakshmi's husband, Lakshmi Devi's husband. So how he was flaying his fruits and to make everybody happy and taking the cows and giving the happy to everybody. And taking the cows are pasun puraskrutam pasabhyam. Means when the pasu means the cows, they are going ahead and behind Krishna's going them behind. And we know how, because Krishna's lotus feet is such a soft. And all the cows, wherever they go, they are hoops. The Vrindavan, where if there is some stone or some throne, they make them like they grind, no? Make it soft so Krishna can go and Krishna cannot hide anything. The lotus feet, he'll never get the pain. So the cows, they make like a good surface, because 9 lakhs cow, like 10-15 lakh, like crores cow when goes, like all together like crores cow, no? So when goes there, so Vrindavan, wherever there is stone, some throne, so they make it. They are so concerned about Krishna's lotus feet, so they make it very soft. Everything becomes soft.
所以这节第二节诗里面讲到，就是用了这个字 Madhava，Madhava 指的就是幸运女神的丈夫。那 Krishna 呢，就是主 Madhava， 他就吹着他的笛子，让所有的这个生物体都非常非常的喜乐，然后。 Krishna 照顾着母牛，也让大家都非常非常的快乐。那 Krishna 呢，让这些母牛们走在他的前面，这是非常有意思的。因为这些母牛，他们是那么充满了 Krishna 意识知觉，充满了 Krishna 知觉，所以他们都知道说要保护 Krishna 啊，他们让 Vrindavan 的大地还是有一些小碎石啊、荆棘啊，可是。 走在前面的这些母牛们都会想办法把大地弄得非常的柔软，不让 Krishna 的莲花族去受到任何的伤害，所以他们先排除会伤害到 Krishna 的莲花族的东西，所以 Krishna 走在后面，他们走在前面，然后而且森林里面 也充满了各种的丰富的这种到处是鲜花还有食物。Yes, Maharaj.
So this way, the Krishna's he entering in Vrindavan forest and reciprocating to each everybody's the love and he was purifying everyone's. He was doing and glorifying to. Because he knows this is the Krishna's the qualities. He himself, because the devotee, they never glorify him themselves. So the devotion is always like, according to Rupa Goswami, devotion is always like snake, go like this, no? So it's not direct.
But you say glorifying, you mean Vrindavan, the living entity, glorify Krishna? Or Krishna glorifies
everyone.
Your voice is
glorifying all the Vrindavans. Yes, so.
Krishna glorifying all the Vrindavans.
So he. Yes, but it's all Vrindavan's creatures, no?
Uh-huh. Krishna glorify
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So,
Maharaj, yes. Hare Krishna.
Yes, actually this video Hare Krishna, the video call are actually taking so much therefore it is breaking, you know. The audio is not
Okay. Understand.
Maybe next time.
Video I see. No wonder.
Audio and video many. Yeah. Mm. Because it's taking in too much. When Krishna is like glorifying, he wants to glorify actually third or fourth slokas, he glorify how he himself wants to glorify, because this is the systems. The devotee, they themselves not glorify themselves or himself. That's why he glorify Lord Balaram. Fourth or fifth sloka, he it was like, Aho Ami Deva Varam Amara Achetam Padam Bhuja Te Sumana Haladhanam. Maybe next time I will take the books. It is, if you go by sloka, namanti upadaya sikhavi atmanah tama apaharte taru janma yat kritam. So it is namo aho ami deva varam amaram arsitam. So he is saying Krishna is glorifying, oh Devavar, oh the Supreme Personality, you are the Devavar, you are the the Supreme. He is addressing to Balaram. He himself is not saying to him, you are, he is glorifying Balaram. And the Vibhoshan is saying, the Vibhoshan is always like snake, no? Snake,
yes.
Moving like that.
Yes.
I was giving them example. Sorry.
Maharaj 说，就是当 Krishna 进入了 Vrindavan 的森林，他回应着 Vrindavan 大地所有的一切生物体，回应着他们的爱。然后 Krishna 还荣耀啊 Vrindavan 森林里的那些生物体。那奉爱，在奉爱的领域里头，就是它不是一种直接的，就是它不会，虽然它在荣耀的，其实赞颂的是 Krishna 在讲述的，这个是在其实是在虽然是在荣耀他自己，但是他这个不是奉爱的一个程序，所以他在接下来的几节诗，其实他都是在赞美，就是这些 Vrindavan 的生物体，他们在就是 他们是多么的爱着就是主巴拉让。所以 Krishna 他不会去直接就是荣耀他自己，他就是赞美那些生物体，他们是多么的因为巴拉让的到来而就是而欣喜雀跃狂喜的，就是在荣耀着巴拉让这样子。
So he is addressing Balaram, Aho Ami Deva Varam Amaram Architam. Oh, Lord, you are the Amar Architam. All the demigods, all the devas, they are Architam means they are worshipping you. And your lotus feet, Padam Bhujate Sumanam Phala. So they are, oh Deva Varam, oh the Supreme Lord, the devatas, all the demigods, they are all worshipping you. And here we see how the trees, padam bhujate sumanam, and they are, sumanam in the flower and fruits, phala. It means the point, Krishna Balaram entering Vrindavan, the trees, they are so much love, and they are waiting. They actually, down. They are actually, they come down their branches and touching the feet of Krishna Balaram. And they are giving their flower and the fruits, because this tree is not ordinary trees. They can bend down completely and they can also stand up. They go down and the ordinary cannot do that. Ordinary tree cannot do that. This is the special in Vrindavan trees. How they serving Krishna Balaram.
那Krishna 呢，他就在就是在说，他说最伟大的人啊，的人物啊，至尊主啊，他在讲的就是 Balaram， 他就在讲述说，哇，这些树木实在太神奇了，因为一般的树木他们是没有办法全然的低下头来，或者是就是，但是在 Vrindavan 的树，他们当见到 Balaram 的时候，他说你看到那些就是树木是如何低下他们的头去顶拜您的莲花主，而你的莲花主是所有的那些伟大的半神人他们所崇拜的他们托庇的地方。好，所以这些树木呢，他们其实已经在那边等待很久很久了，他们不是普通的生物体，他们等待着要见到Krishna 跟 Balaram。 所以当他们见到Krishna Balaram 的时候，他们是那么的激动的低下他们的头去碰触 Krishna 跟 Balaram 的莲花足。但是 Krishna 在这里他不是说他自己，他说树木是要来赞颂荣耀主 Balaram，他是说是他的哥哥，他们是来礼敬他的哥哥的。
So that's why it is in many places and all the world literature the tree is pretty important, and Krishna always said this thing, and also Mahaprabhu said you have to learn this technique from the tree. Truna the pisa nichena tarura pisa isna. So how the tree was so much they tolerate the heat and cold, and he giving the very very nice fruits to all the people. So this is the sadhus. So and Krishna also says, even someone can offer me fruits, the leaf, this is the tree product. This is not other product, no? How Krishna's arrangement this is there. And so how pure arrangement the tree give fruits, tree, the plant, and how they are so pure. When Krishna says patra puspam phalam, patra puspa means, patra means leaf and puspa means flower and fruits. Three things is from product of trees.
Fruit, leaf and flower.
Yes, this is the product of the trees.
Yes. So you say, so the product from the tree is very pure, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Dasa is glorifying, Krishna glorifying the trees.
在世界各地也是很多的经典都其实都在就是在讲述树木的重要性，也在荣耀着树， Krishna 也荣耀着树。主柴坦亚马尔帕布在他的八圣规中，主的八圣规中也讲到了树木的这种宽容忍耐的品质。好，他们是如何只是给予然后忍受所有一切的这种忍受所有一切的这种痛苦，所以拥有着这种所谓圣人的品质。而从树所产出的无论是花或者是果实或者是树叶都是纯净的，好，它给提供来的提供给我们的东西都是那么的纯粹的纯净的东西。
So there is so many glorification about the trees, and here Balaram Lord Krishna is glorifying the trees. Even on another shastra it is mentioned how the tree is so important. It says, Sevitabhya Mahavrikham Phalam Chaya Samanita Jari Daivat Phalam Nasti Chaya Kananibarjata. So tree is so important. Even if you take care of the tree, big trees, and that you can get the fruits. If you, by chance, if you don't get the fruit, sometimes some trees you planted and the fruits didn't come out. But you also get the chaya kena nivarjati. Means if sometimes it is, you can get the fruits and also the chaya. Chaya means the shadow, the shade. So the shade. So if there is no fruits, you can shade also you can get in. In summer time, when you go under the tree and you can coolness, no? So the shade is so important. And also many things, tree can give many things to the environment. So it is very important how here also Krishna glorifying to the Vrindavan trees.
So, Krishna, 他一直在荣耀 Vrindavan 的树。因为树它真的是非常特别的非常的重要的，那在其他的经典又讲到关于树的这种重要性，它有树的荣耀啊，树无论是大树小树它都有它的作用，它的最主要的品质就是给予，就是宽容，就是忍耐。大树它可能会结出果子给予人们，那即便不是给果子，好，小树它有它的作用，那树也给予人就是这种遮荫，好，将这种艳阳高照的时候，人们在树下乘凉，总是能够得到庇护。所以树呢，它扮演的角色，好，它总是给予，它这种给予的品质，不求回报的给予，它忍受所有的痛苦，然后不断的只是付出，那种宽容忍耐的品质，非常值得我们去学习。
Although the Vrindavan trees, the spiritual world tree, they can take any form. But the trees, the tree, because they got the tree form means they stay one place.
Vrindavan 的
Vrindavan
的树，事实上，他们也可以接受不同种类的这种形象啊到来，但是他们接受的树的这种形象呢，他们选择的就是在一个地方不动。Yes.
So this is the according our relation, according our mood, the samanda, the relation. So the Krishna reciprocates. So that's why. We will see further, maybe next class we will discuss the slokas. And we will go nicely.
那就是根据就是每一个生物体跟 Krishna 的关系，还有对 Krishna 的一种心态，不同的心态情感啊，因此就会有不同的这种灵性的这种身体形象来跟 Krishna 交往。 那其实有非常非常多可以跟大家就是讲述的关于这各还有很多很多值得我们来谈的，那可能要留待下次再继续来讲述一些，就是讨论一些师姐。
So after the time is so I will maybe next we'll discuss very properly. So because today's connection is not good, many disturbance. Please tolerate. Thank you all your patience and your attention. So please put your mind, please bring your mind to Vrindavan, no? You have to enter Vrindavan. How Krishna Mahaprabhu is entering. So please, next time we'll see how Nambalaram is glorifying each and everyone, and we should glorify also, the devotees should glorify the devotees. And devotees should glorify how Krishna, we glorify similar way to Krishna's, so our all the anarthas, everything, that is the preaching, we'll discuss next class, this thing. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
下次我们要讨论很重要的东西。那今天因为网络的就是今天开放视讯，所以这个网络也不是很好，真的很抱歉。那也感谢所有奉献者们的耐心和专注。重要的是，就是当我们在聆听这些东西，这些逍遥时光，我们一定要把我们的心，就是要把心要用心的去聆听，敞开心去接受，帮助我们真的能够进入 Vrindavan。这进入 Vrindavan 是很重要的，就是所以下一次Maharaj 他会跟大家再继续讲述奉献者的心态是什么样的，我们要如何以一种奉献者的心态来荣耀其他的生物体，其他的奉献者，如此我们的心才能够被净化。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you.
Thank you, Maharaj.
My wishes all of you. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj.